News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in to Fond du Lac today on a Wednesday morning. And it's time for one of our Health and Wellness Wednesday segments. We take some time out to focus on all different topics surrounding health and well-being here on the program on Wednesdays. And today we're going to talk about an event that goes on around this time of the year, each and every year. It's going to, of course, look a little bit different this year because of the pandemic that's still going on. But the good news is it's actually happening this year compared to last year. It's the Start the Conversation virtual 5K run walk, and it is part of Drug Free Communities of Fond du Lac County. So joining us on the program to tell us more about Drug Free Communities and the virtual run walk are Amy Johannes and Joyce Scow. They're both volunteers with Drug Free Communities, and we welcome them into the show this morning.
Good morning.
Amy, Joyce, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Joining us. Let's start right here talking about this virtual run walk, and we'll start with talking a little bit more about Drug Free Communities. Explain for folks who maybe aren't familiar with it, what is Drug Free Communities and what's it all about?
Well, Drug Free Communities began its inception in 2002 as a group of individuals and agencies within our community to put together a grant for the Drug Free Communities program. And there are 12 sectors of people that are involved in it, everything from healthcare to education to faith-based communities. A couple of the achievements, we are a prevention group for youth in particular, but in the years we are fluid, so it's expanding to also include adults ages across the board. A couple of the achievements that we have that you might be familiar with, the first one I'd like to highlight is the drug drop. Drug Free Communities was the first coalition to have a freestanding drug drop in the state of Wisconsin, which was at the Fond du Lac Police Department. It's now moved inside because it's been used so heavily, and we used to have stacks of drugs that were starting to overflow. We now have at least 10 different facilities within the county where you can dispose of any unwanted drugs that you prescription drugs that you have. We also have provided the community organizations with a festival handbook on best practices of serving alcohol, and we also partner with the Fond du Lac School District and all the other high schools in the county to complete the ATODA survey of 8th, 10th, and 11th grade students. The survey is used to help analyze some of the trends that are going on in substance abuse issues, along with mental health concerns and health and safety issues. We are also very proud of a formation of a group of high school students at Fond du Lac High School called the STAND Group, which is Students Taking Action Against Negative Decisions, and they are working to educate their peers on drug and alcohol issues. So that kind of sums us up, and then we have this wonderful event coming up.
Yeah, the event is going to be a largely virtual event from what I understand this year, but as we know, last year a lot of things, pretty much everything, frankly, had to be shut down because of the pandemic. So it is returning, albeit in a virtual sense. So let's I guess talk about the basics of the Start the Conversation 5K Run Walk. It's a virtual event this year. Who wants to step in and tell us more about the event?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, last year, because of COVID, our fourth annual Start the Conversation 5K was canceled. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as a group, we decided that this, because the event creates such a safe and healthy opportunity to have difficult conversations surrounding substance abuse disorders, mental health issues, such as suicide and stigmas, which keep people from seeking help, we really, as a group, felt that it was important to have and hold it again this year more than ever. So right now, we decided that with the increase in mental health issues, opiate use, and suicide, Drug Free Communities of Fond du Lac County, Fond du Lac Area Y Screen, and the Wisconsin Council on Gambling, Problem Gamblers, are leaders in prevention efforts for those exact concerns. And so these organizations are compelled that we were going to move forward with it, and we were going to move it to a virtual platform.
Normally, this would be a big gathering, obviously, at Lakeside Park, if I'm not mistaken, but being done virtually, that means people can kind of compete or compete or complete complete, I guess is the word I should say, at their own pace, correct?
Correct, yes. They can register for it, and they actually have an entire week to finish it. So if they register by March 29th, they receive a shirt, a beanie, and a medal. And if they register after March 29th, they receive the medal. And so everything is virtual, and we are posting kind of, you can go on Facebook and dialogue back and forth. I know some people are posting how they're doing trainings and just different conversations that would typically happen during the event, but that's going virtual now.
Very cool. We'll get the details for folks to register here in just a moment, but I want to go back to kind of this whole start the conversation concept, and really, you know, we're in a very stressful time, obviously, with the pandemic still going on. We have that hope of kind of at the end of the tunnel with the vaccines and all that stuff going on, but it's been a crazy year. There's a lot of stress, and we know there's increased use of alcohol and drugs and opioids, and that's really what this whole start the conversation concept is all about, right?
Absolutely. When we think about having a conversation with our teens, it's not just a one and done time. Oh, by the way, Joey, you know, you shouldn't drink and drive, and that's it.
Right.
We actually, in the ATOD survey, have specific questions that deal with the conversations that parents have. And Amy, I think you've got some of the latest statistics here.
Yes, I think that we really wanted to pick out the one that was most flagged as far as a conversation. And so in the last year, the youth of Fond du Lac County indicated that there was a decrease in discussion. 30% reported a decrease in discussion with parents and guardians surrounding the conversation of alcohol and drugs. And yet they reported and responded that 48% that had consumed alcohol actually received it from a parent or guardian.
So we want to take a look and do a deeper dive into this. Perhaps there was less conversation because the kids were not going out as much. They were more restricted. But then the troublesome part is that they received the alcohol from a family member or parent and guardian, maybe while staying in. So we have to kind of look at adult behaviors at this point also. But one of the areas that we've kind of found interesting through some of the research that we've done is the role of grandparents in the lives of teens. And there are a number of factors, including cultural factors, or if grandparents live with a family, or if it's a single family or a divorced family or whatever, there are some factors that play in. But one of the things that we found out is that teens tend to have a fairly good relationship with their grandparents, and if there's a very good bond and trust built up, those teens will talk to their grandparents more than they will talk to their parents. And so because of that, it would be a wonderful idea for grandparents to be secondary, let's hold this conversation type of thing. So one activity that we've kind of promoted at different times was the fact that when one of your high school teens maybe are out on the weekend, or a college student, in fact, the grandparent should maybe text the teen, their grandchild, and just say, hey, just checking in, making sure that you're making good decisions. Mm-hmm. Or remember that if you're going to do something, would your grandmother approve of it? Mm. And it's just kind of like that little subconscious thing coming around. So I would urge grandparents right now to kind of contact their college-age students who are on spring break right now.
Yeah.
And you've seen the hordes of them on TV. Just say,
Miami Beach, place to be, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, send a text and just saying, hey, I was thinking about you. I hope you're wearing your mask. Try to be safe. Watch the alcohol content. Grandma loves you, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, at different times of the day, don't be a pest about it. But, you know, maybe Monday you do it. Maybe you do it on Wednesday or something. But it's that extra voice that they hear. And that's part of the conversation that can continue on, like the conversation that we're trying to start, again, with the run walk.
I think
even for drug-free communities, that essentially what we do is just, you know, if as a grandparent or a parent or guardian you're not comfortable opening up that door to have those conversations, reach out to us. We'd be happy to have those conversations or provide some education on how you do open that door with your youth the people you care about.
And something small like that, a simple text from a grandparent or even a parent just on the weekend, hey, hope you're doing well, hope you have a great week, you know.
Yeah, be safe.
Kind of puts that reminder in their head that, you know, there are people, you know, that are still watching out for them, even though, you know, your son or daughter might be, you know, down in Madison at college or another state away, or even if it's just down the street at the local high school or whatever, it's a good step.
I think it's that caring piece that comes through, and that trust element. And we have found through various studies that have been done that kids tend to trust their grandparents, because grandparents now are a little bit softer and more patient than they were with their own children too. So
let's recap one more time again to start the conversation. It's a virtual 5K run walk. People can register now. If people want to register, where can they do that and get signed up?
Sure. So there's three ways they can register. They can go to Facebook under events and search. They can also just search the web for Start the 5K Conversation. And then there's Eventbrite, where you can also research and look for Start the Conversation 5K Run Walk and register through there. And I did it today, and it was very easy. So if I can navigate it. and then also when you go on, there's an area where you can register and pick your t-shirt size and things like that. But then there's also, if you want to donate extra money towards different events in our community, as far as for drug-free or in the Y screen and for the gambling, you can do that as well.
Very good. Amy or Joyce, anything we didn't talk about this morning you wanted to add about the event or about drug-free communities?
I think we just like to get people into their spring walking shoes and enjoy the good weather and good health out there and have a conversation about this.
Very good. Amy and Joyce, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the Start the Conversation 5K.
Thank you.
Thank you.